Welcome to this episode of Circle and Pen, the podcast. This episode was extremely important to me personally because so many of us don't understand the power of prayer. And if we do, we don't know how to pray. So I reached out to a friend of mine, Ann Harvey, who describes in this episode how she prays and then the value of praying. So listen in. I know you're going to find this extremely helpful. If you can reach out to me directly, you can find me at JD@circleofthepanda.com.
And it's been a long time coming. I think I asked about 2 or 3 months ago, 6 months ago, maybe, if you'd be on here. And it's been in my lap, but I haven't done this sooner. So thank you for hanging in there with me and for being on here.
No problem. This is a joy and a privilege. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm gonna jump right in. And, you know, the reason, first of all, you're on here is the prayer. I've heard you're quite a prayer, and I want to ask several questions about that because I'm always surprised in how some people don't know how, and sometimes I've struggled with things, so I'm going to ask those questions. But I want to start with the other day is I was in the office because I'm going to ask you another question as we go along. I was in the office and you walked in and you were talking about something that you're currently doing, and quite frankly, I wasn't listening because when you entered in, you had that kind of way about you, that kind of Holy Spirit glow, right? So I was like, who just entered the room here and what is she saying? So I'm going to ask later on what you're involved in because you just had that real peaceful way and excited about what you're doing. So if it's okay, I'm going to ask you that towards the end. But let me ask you about praying first. What I've heard, you pray a lot. Can you kind of, when do you pray? Like, when do you pray and what do you pray?
When do I pray? Well, I don't really have a schedule. I grew up thinking that I should. So I've always kind of felt a little bit guilty about that. But I just pray. I pray a lot, like throughout the day. Things come up and, you know, life happens and situations arise, or it's not even in my life. I hear about something going on in somebody else's life and it feels like a heavy. So I can only take so many heavies. So I like to just cast my burdens upon the Lord as quickly as possible. And I've been working on that the past few years, and it's been really a joy. So that's when I pray. I pray whenever I feel the need to pray, which is often. And then what was the second question? What do I pray?
Or how? Let's stay on the first one. I'm going to do the second one. Okay. I figured we'd go this way. You said that and you opened the door for me to ask three more. I'm curious. So you mentioned the heavies, which is basically when you find a need in somebody else or a need in yourself. And that's, if I understand, that's when you kind of feel the need to pray because you feel like a heavy, that's what you're doing, praying for others.
Yeah. I mean, prayers can be in everything. Like, that is often what happens. I mean, there's a lot of situations, probably everybody can relate to this, where you hear some news or you know someone or you are going through something, and it is kind of a weight. I like to cast those on the Lord. The Lord encourages us to cast our cares upon him.
And
I think that's what prayer is, casting our cares on him. But other times I could be just driving along and the day's going really well and nothing seems to be heavy, but sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead. There was a little breakup in the, so you're driving along and the day doesn't seem extra heavy, but something comes to mind and you pray.
The Lord says, to cast our cares upon him. I believe that's part of what prayer is, casting our cares upon him. I do that frequently, honestly. Other times, though, life is going really well and I don't feel that way, but maybe I'm driving and there's this amazing sunset or something, and it's just so beautiful. So I'll just start talking to him about how great he is and how much I love him and how thank you so much for giving me eyes to be able to see this. And so it's just talking to him, you know, just talking to him all day long is what I think prayer is.
Okay, so it's the verse comes to mind where it says pray without ceasing, and that's what essentially you're doing. It's just having an ongoing conversation with him. that what he means by that? Pray without ceasing?
Yeah. Well, I wish it was without ceasing. But I've been challenged by that verse, pray without ceasing. And I've been trying to figure out how to obey that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's really, really easy. It's really, really easy. It's easier than we make it out to be.
Okay, do you follow a formula or what's your prayer format? I'll say why I'm asking that. Because you'll hear certain people say, no, you have to follow this format or you must do it in this way. Are you following a certain format or just having a conversation? What's the format?
Well, I think people are different, and some people like format. And so if that works for someone, that's fantastic. I'm not against format because I want to be praying without ceasing. It's hard for me to do format during the day when I'm, occupied, I'm with groups of people or I'm driving or whatever. So I tend to kind of go for a more organic approach, if that's the word. I guess the closest thing that I could say about how I go about it is it's whatever is on my mind. Because God's with us. Like he's with us from the moment we wake up through the night. He's never leaving us. And he wants a genuine conversation with me. And so I talk to him about whatever's on my mind. And I usually have a lot on my mind, so I don't have to think about, gee, I wonder what I should talk to God about. Honestly, I feel like my mind is on overload a lot of the time. So, whatever is most pressing, whatever I've been thinking about is what I talk to him about.
I was talking to somebody this morning, and he said, I didn't expect him to say this. He said, you know what people need to understand is, he said, I'm getting ready to go to the mail. I'm getting ready to walk to the post office. And he goes, and what people need to know is, I'm not alone. And he said, none of us are alone. He said, I'm not alone. And I said, let me guess who's with you? And he goes, oh, yeah, that's it. Jesus Christ is with me. He's with me. And that's the point you're making. He's with you from the time that you wake up. Well, he's with you the entire time.
Yeah, definitely. Because of that, there's a lot I don't have to say to him. Like, I don't have to give him a recap of my day because he's been with me. I don't have to even say, Lord, when that thing happened back there, because he was there. So I can go straight to the matter and just say, well, God, you know what I'm thinking right now. And I'm just really sorry for doing that or for thinking that about someone else or for being ungracious. And I don't have to spend all this time catching him up on my life. So there's a lot of things that you don't have to say in prayer, because he is with us. And that gives us room to say things to him that are really important in the sense that there are things that we need to say to him, like, I'm sorry, or help me, or I don't understand. But we don't have to spend all this time recapping our life. Which is really kind of refreshing. There really isn't anybody like that. We don't have any relationship like that because we don't have someone who's always with us.
Some of the most powerful prayers I've ever made is help me. You said something about he knows. He knows what you did. Now, where does very few people talk about the Holy Spirit? You didn't expect me to ask this question. Is that the Holy Spirit that's in you, that's walking with you, that communicates with you? Explain that for us, Anne.
Well, the Bible says that when we come to know the Lord as our Savior and as our Lord, that, and this is unexplainable, I can't explain it, but the Bible says that our spirits become one with the Holy Spirit. And that's really close. The way I usually start prayer, I think it's sort of a habit now, is I just pause for just a few seconds and think about, remind myself that I am in the presence of God. And that I'm safe and that he loves me and that he's committed to me. In that place is where I start to pray. And the Holy Spirit is closer than an arm's length away. Like, it's hard to compare our relationship with God with any other relationship because there is no distance between him and us. He's done the work to make that possible. So when we pray, we don't have to make up for a distance. We don't have to warm up to him. We don't have to catch him up with our lives. Like I said, we don't have to. He's already made us one with him, so we can start from that place of intimacy and total commitment on his part. Our commitment sometimes is shaky, but his commitment is sure. And so we can start in that really sturdy, safe place in prayer and just launch right in. If you haven't seen somebody in a while, sometimes you have to do some catch up. How you doing? And there's all these things that we say to start a conversation. With God, we don't have to. We can just launch right in there. So I think that's different from like any relationship that we have. Because even if you're with a spouse and you're close with your spouse, you're not with your spouse 24/7, and they're not in your head. So you do have to catch them up with what you're thinking, what you're learning, and but not ever with God.
Every time you answer a question, Anne, it's almost like I want to say, "Amen." She answered it perfectly. No more questions. But you're doing such a wonderful job with this. So I'm going to give it an example, and then you tell me, coach me if I'm off on this, okay? What I'm discovering is it's a heartfelt conversation that's almost childlike. And it's just, Lord, here, Lord, you know what I mean. I'm sorry for this. Here's what. Is that how it should be? And almost childlike?
I mean, faith is the fuel of prayer. We can pray, but if we're not believing that God is with us, if we're not believing he's in the room with us, not even the room, he's in us, right? So like, and that he cares to hear what we have to say. If we're not believing that he's totally committed to us, then we're going to hide and we're going to put our best foot forward, right? But if we believe that he's totally committed to us, we can be like little children. We can be exactly who we are in that moment and know that we're not going to lose his love, or he's not going to turn his back on us. It's a perfectly safe place. It's probably the safest place on earth is before the Lord in prayer, because of who he is. And so we can be like children, because children don't put on airs. They don't put their best foot forward, not when they're little. They learn that from us. Children are who they are in the moment. And 1 minute they can be acting like angels, and the next minute they can be rolling on the floor in a tantrum. And that's just honestly who they are that minute. And I can be that person before God and be safe. So yeah, I think you're totally hit it on the head. Being childlike is a privilege that we've inherited from God because of all that Jesus did to make that possible for us.
It's because of who he is, not because of what we've done. And it's because of who he is. He loves us that much. I can lay on the floor and throw a tantrum and say, "Why, Lord? Why?" But he's because of who he is. I was ran across something today, and it was where Jesus said, "It is written." Okay, the power of using scripture in prayers. When do you use scriptures and how do you use scriptures and prayers, Anne?
I think I just kind of bring my whole self to the Lord when I pray, and whatever that is. So, like, I've been a Christian for a long time, and I've been so privileged to be sitting under, in every phase of my life, really excellent teaching. So there's a lot in my head, but it doesn't really come out. Like, I can't make it come out. So it comes out when it comes out. I guess I pray scripturally. I hope I pray scripturally. I don't even really think about it. If I'm praying for someone, I'm praying what's in my heart, and then it will remind me of scriptures that I've learned, and I'll pray them. That's usually what happens. I'll just be reminded. Or if I'm in a group and somebody's praying, and we're praying about some matter, and somebody prays something, and some person prays something else, and while they're praying, a scripture comes to me. Well, then the next time when I if I get to pray, then I'm going to pray that scripture. And I think again, that's the work of the Holy Spirit, bringing forth what's already inside. That's sort of how I use scripture to pray. I don't normally open my Bible and find a scripture and then pray it. But I'm sure people do, and I think that's completely valid. But for me, it kind of comes as the Lord's leading me in prayer, and then He reminds me of scriptures that intersect with what I'm praying, and then I'll pray those scriptures.
Which reminds me of one, and I don't know
So.
which verse it is, but when you don't know how to pray, the Spirit prays for you. So you just kind of, I guess you kind of open up your heart with the intent of praying for what the need is, and then He'll actually tell you what to say.
Prayer is so intimate that it's probably sort of different for every person. So it's kind of hard to speak for other people. For me, I know that like often the Lord, I will start, even if I have some matter that I want to talk to the Lord about, I won't assume that I know how to pray about it. I assume that I don't know how to pray about it. And so I do have a prayer language, and I usually start by praying in my prayer language, and it seems to ground me and helps me to be humble and have a teachable spirit. So I appreciate that. But after a minute or so, I feel like I know what to pray. And so I'll start praying. And what happens a lot to me is that I'll have some kind of a concept in my mind, or like I can't even describe it. It's like a concept. Sometimes it's like a picture. Sometimes it's like one word. And the thing about it is sort of like a puzzle. Like when that comes to me, I know exactly what that is, but then I have to put it into English. And that's the part that's like, okay, so how do I actually describe this? And that ends up being the prayer that I pray for this person or for this country or for this government or for my family member or for myself. And but when that concept comes into my mind, I understand what it is, but I have to formulate the words to construct around it to pray. And it took me a long time to gain confidence to do this outside of my personal prayer time, because I wasn't sure if this was right or if I just didn't know. I didn't have the courage really to experiment with this. But this was years ago, and so now I kind of just am very accustomed to just going with that. It's usually a very specific prayer, and it's usually, well, it has to do with whatever the topic is. But you're talking about the Holy Spirit. I think, you know, the Holy Spirit does kind of, he does teach us how to pray. We're praying through him, and he interprets our prayers. And so I think there is this partnership, and just realizing that and praying. Like, some people get really intimidated with the idea of prayer, but I think it's really comforting to know that the Holy Spirit is there. He's working with us. You know, he's putting things in our heart, and to notice those things, what he's doing while we pray, and not just say, "Oh, I need to stop thinking about it. It's just distracting me from this prayer list that I'm supposed to be praying for." But instead saying, "Wait a minute, is that you, Holy Spirit?" And then going down that, we might call it a rabbit trail, but it might really be what the Holy Spirit wants prayed. And just to be open to his partnership while we pray, is really fun.
Keep hearing you say, almost from the very beginning, as he speaks to every one of us differently. And therefore, I think we speak to him differently. Like my method of communicating with him might look, what does look different than yours, rather than some people that would say, you must do it this way or else. We've heard that, you must do it this way or else, or you're not doing it right. Your level of humility is so encouraging because you're just saying, JD, your relationship between him and you is an ongoing relationship. He's always there. You're going to communicate in a way that fits both, that fits you. And that's what you're saying. It varies by the individual because he loves us that much. Is that how you're saying that? It just varies by individual.
Well, I think it's just being genuine. We have a real friendship with God, and he knows us anyway. So we don't have to pretend to be somebody else. He knows who we are, and he loves us anyway. And he loves us like deeply. He's committed to us. And so we don't have to pretend. We can be exactly who we are. And so I think that's why prayer is so intimate and personal and different for every person, because he includes us It's prayer isn't just about him. It's about us too. We need to pray to be healthy people. And he wants to include us in this experience of heaven touching earth, which is prayer. And in that place of prayer, that happens. Since he includes us, we bring our whole individual selves into this sweet experience with him. And that's why it's hard to kind of make rules about prayer that's going to fit everybody. So some people will love the prayer list, and they'll love the systematic prayer and by topics, and they will love that, and that it will be perfectly, fantastically, genuinely them. And other people, it doesn't fit. And so he just wants us to be genuine. Praying prayers, praying other people's prayers isn't really what God wants, right? Just think of any conversation you have with a friend that you've known for a while. They know you know them. If they walked into the room one day and talking and acting like somebody else, you'd be like, "What's the matter? Like, what's wrong? Like, can you stop that and just be you?" So I think prayer is such a safe place. And I think one reason I love prayer is because, in a way, hope this isn't bad, but in a way, it's like I kind of like I can withdraw from the world for a minute, which is a really rough place to live in. And I can remember God's been with me the whole time, but I can remember and focus on this God who loves me and accepts me and is for me and has the power to change me and is full of perspective that I need to have and offers me his peace, his joy. This God, and I can, it's, to me, it's like I don't need to go to a retreat center. I don't need to take a vacation. I don't need to do anything. I just need to be with my God for a few minutes, and then I can go back into the fray and comforted and with a better perspective and having been washed again and having been taught. And having been loved. So prayer to me is not a burden. And it's sad to me when I hear people talking about it as a burden because it's never was meant to be. It's sitting on your father's lap and receiving love and giving love to your father.
Okay, the project you're working on right now, because you walked in the other door with a bit of a glow about you. What project are you working on that you were describing the other day?
Well, I am involved in campus ministry. Is that maybe what you're talking
Yes.
about? Oh, with internationals at UNC Charlotte. I'm not the director of this ministry. I'm just coming in as a volunteer, and it's been such a blessing to me to meet people from other countries. These are like the cream of the crop. They're all masters and doctoral students from other countries. Amazing people. They've got their whole lives ahead of them. They're so excited. They're so smart. But they've come all the way here. It's a fantastic opportunity to get to know them, to love them, to serve them, and to share the Lord with them. And it's just like the best part of my week. If I ever get, because in this ministry, I get the chance to tell the gospel to people who have never heard it before. And I don't know, it just doesn't get better than that. It doesn't get better than that. It is really just a blessing to me, and I'm so privileged to be able to join in.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I noticed, like I said, when you walked in, I went, whoa, she's like super excited about something. She has that glow about her. And when you mentioned, I wanted to hear more. I'm going to kind of circle this one back around and ask you. It's going to sound like a repeat, but so there's going to be a lot of people watching this or listening to it that are going to go, oh no, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to pray. I don't even know where to start. I don't know. So let's sum this up for those people out there and that are going, I don't know. This is intimidating. I don't even know where to begin with this. What would you say to those people who are listening that would be asking that question?
Well, I guess is you don't have to know how to pray. God loves you, and he wants a relationship with you. And he loves to be with you. He did everything that he did, sending his son to earth to live a perfect life and to die a horrific death and to raise from the dead and to ascend to the Father. He did all of that in order to have a relationship with you. So you don't have to know how to pray. You just prayer is it happens when you believe. The substance of prayer is faith. And so if you believe there's a God out there, that's enough to start a conversation with him. And you don't have to know what to say. Just tell him what's on your mind. Start there. Faith is the basis of prayer, but our faith is, doesn't have to be perfectly complete in order to pray. I'm going to spend the rest of my life and allowing the Lord to perfect my faith. But don't worry about what you can't believe God for. Just pray for what you can believe God for, and he'll show you. He'll show up and you'll learn more about him. And as time goes on, you'll be able to believe him for more. He does want to make himself known to you, and he does have good things for you. He has the answers to your deepest questions, and he has the love that you've been looking for that's in him. So I encourage you to approach him and don't let your feelings of, I don't know what to say, stop you. You know, prayer doesn't need words. The Bible says the Holy Spirit, he prays, in us with groanings that are too deep for words. So where sometimes there aren't words to say what we want to say for the Lord. And I have experienced that where I've just been so heavy about something that's happening, usually in the world. And I'll just be like in my heart, just groaning before him. I have no words. I can't even come up with a prayer, but I'm just before him. I'm believing he's with me and that he is my answer. And I'm just sort of groaning before him. And that is prayer. Prayer is just bringing yourself before the Lord and inviting him into your life and your space, and you don't need words.
And thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm very grateful for the time. So I appreciate you being on here with me.
Sure. Thank you so much, Davey.
And this concludes another episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. If you need to reach me directly, you can find me at JD@circleofthepanda.com. As always, I wish you all the best and peace to you.